Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
That time again. End of Friday's program. Last 25 minutes we spend with you and with our sound bites and with your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite of the Week is a simple little thing we like to do. It kind of recalls what we've been talking about in the recent days of Issues, etc. You get to hear the very best that we've drawn up out of the interviews with the very best of our guests, and then you get the privilege of calling, emailing, sending a tweet, or voting on our Facebook fan page for Issues, etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. 4 sound bites for you this week. We'll play them for you. You listen, and then you vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. The Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And best vote. That is best reason for the vote. You tell us what you're voting for and why. Best reason for your vote will get the Issues Etc. bundle package, the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Up first this week, soundbite number one. It's a caller this time. We always like to include callers whenever we can. This is a longtime listener, Chet, and he's talking about the need he had recently to remind a preacher to get his sermon to Calvary.
This weekend I attended a Men's Day service, and the pastor preached out of Philippians 2:5-9, the verses which talks about Christ humbling himself and becoming a man. His theme was to give accolades to some of the men who have godly characters. He was, I thought, fortunately successful in relating his sermon back to the scripture text and coming to the climax that Christ was what a man, being that he was the man God. I contacted that pastor. I called him and commended him on the way he preached the sermon, but mentioned to him that what he did lack was preaching the crucifixion of Christ, or in other words, crucifixion and resurrection, as being the crux of his sermon. And fortunately, he was on the same page with me. What he told me was, in typical Baptist fashion, he had it in his notes to take the sermon to Calvary, but in the process of getting caught up in the hoopla of the sermon, he neglected to do so. My intention in doing that was to encourage him in the future to always make sure that he makes that point in the sermon. And I'd like to thank you, Pastor Todd, and you guys for what I've learned from you, from your sermon reviews and emphasizing the solas of Christ Jesus, that I was able to have that conversation with the pastor.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be the soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, July the 30th, 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or send us an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Phone call votes get to go first, 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number two. It's Pastor George Borghardt. Who is serving whom in worship?
The whole business of worship is what we do. That's the sort of contemporary worship thing. You got Jesus right when he's the one doing the giving, and he's the one doing the serving, and he's the one who's giving his life a ransom for many, and that gift is being delivered to you in his gifts, his word, the waters of your baptism, the body and blood of the Lord. Take, eat. This is my body given for you. When he's the one doing the giving, then you've got the gospel. When you're the one doing the giving, or you're the one that's sort of offering the offering your praise, and that's what worship is all about for you, well, then you're sort of in the law.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? Call and vote, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send your vote in an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Remember to tell us where you listen and what your reason for voting for the soundbite you're voting for is. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number three this week comes from a regular, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, talking about the popular definition of a fundamentalist.
The sociological phenomenon in the United States where many people of conservative religious belief separate themselves from the society. They spend their time opposing dancing, drinking, smoking, the movies, and anything un-American, and are convinced that only Republicans go to heaven, that sort of thing, then of course, this is a most unfortunate thing.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Do you think it should be the soundbite of the week? Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or call and vote. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. It's almost time to vote. Here's soundbite number four. Pastor David Ramirez, recently on the program, explaining, he's a former member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, explaining how that largest of Lutheran church bodies allowed gay pastors.
The reason why that was allowed to happen is really lukewarm Lutheranism, where people might even believe a lot of the correct doctrines. They confess many things of the faith that we in the Missouri Synod would share with them, certainly the central articles of the faith. However, they weren't willing to draw lines and cut off error and false teaching. I think that, more than anything else, would be the reason of why this happened. It was people tolerating the error. And then, of course, we all know when air grows up, it doesn't tolerate you. It turns around and gets you.
That's soundbite number four. Now it's your chance to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, July the 30th, here on Issues Etc. We're ready to take your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and your votes via the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The in-studio email address, we get them right here in real time, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Send us that tweet at IssuesETC or give us a call, and phone callers get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. When we come back, we'll take your votes for Soundbite of the Week. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, very last day that it's our Book of the Month, is called Law and Gospel, How to Read and Apply the Bible. It's a resource. It's a must. It is a book that will take you through thesis by thesis, that is statement by statement, explaining how God's Word is rightly handled and how it is wrongly handled in terms of God's Word's two great teaching, Law and Gospel. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call and order at 1-800-325-3040. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
You canceled the wrong show. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The CLCC has produced a new seminar to help people understand the structure of LCMS churches. So many people today are unaware of their church polity. This seminar can be downloaded for free from the CLCC website, www.theclcc.org. This is available for a seminar, a self-study, or presentations. And think about joining us. Members can download the PowerPoint version for free. Visit us today at www.theclcc.org.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You've heard the sound bites. Now it's your chance to pick the one that you think ought to be soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, July the 30th. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Visit our Facebook fan page right now if you're by your computer or your smartphone, facebook.com/IssuesETC. You can vote there or send us an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Should it be soundbite number one? Caller Chet reminding a preacher to get his sermon to the cross. Should it be soundbite number two? Pastor George Borgart, who is serving whom in Christian worship? Soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, the popular definition of a fundamentalist. Or soundbite number four, Pastor David Ramirez, how the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America allowed gay pastors. I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. Let's see, Don is listening in Junction City, Kansas. Hi, Don.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. I'm going to vote for soundbite number one. He sort of reminded me of the Berean Christians who checked out St. Paul. You know, if the people in the pew knew the scriptures better, we wouldn't have so much false doctrine floating around in the church. You know, thank you.
Don, thank you very much. That's exactly how you ought to be listening to sermons. Listening for the cross, and when it isn't there, just as kindly as you can, remind the pastor what he's there to preach. Christ and him crucified. Don, thank you for listening in Kansas. Thomas in Alma, Michigan says this, vote for number one, caller Chet. First, kudos to him for recognizing that the pastor didn't take him to Calvary, which, as he notes, he learned from listening to Issues, etc. Second, it is simply awesome that he took the time to address his concern with the pastor. Would that all Christians did this. I think lay people are often afraid to approach a pastor about something they heard or didn't hear in the sermon. They shouldn't be. They should hold the pastor accountable for what he preaches and teaches and approach him without fear when they are confused or concerned. Any pastor worth his salt will more than welcome such feedback. And if it turns out that he forgot to preach Christ that week, God forbid it, says Thomas in Alma, Michigan, what a blessed reminder for him not to do so again. Thank you very much for listening in Alma, Michigan. That's a vote for soundbite number one. Here's one for soundbite number two from Tom in Columbia, Missouri. I'd like to vote for Pastor Borghardt's comments regarding who is serving whom during worship. I think this is a great soundbite because it is unfortunately such a radical concept for the majority of our contemporary Christian brothers and sisters. So many of my friends see going to church and worship as something that they do, as opposed to recognizing the immeasurable gifts that we receive through the word and sacraments during the divine service. We need to be continually reminded of this fact so that we don't slip into a false sense of security in what we do to fulfill the law instead of what God has already done for us, conveyed in his gospel. Tom, thanks for listening in Columbia. So that's a vote for soundbite number two. Let's see, here's one for soundbite number two as well. Pastor George Borghart. Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico writes this, a few weeks ago, I put on my Facebook status a Sunday morning that I was off to church to be served by God. That got several comments by people who thought I was confused. The idea that we go to church to serve God instead of to be served by Him is very prevalent among evangelicals. I'm betting that the notion is a side effect of the prevalence of decision theology, and I think your bet would be correct, Mike. Thank you very much. Here is a vote for Soundbite of the Week, sent in via the Issues Etc. comment line.
This is Paul in Milwaukee. one vote for caller Chet. The other sound bites make their point, but number one bite addresses the current issues, etc. YouTube emphasis that theology can be taught to laymen. And I add issues, etc. methods, demonstrated, it seems, by the recent LCMS convention. The caller not only was taught, he demonstrated that he learned, and he applied what he learned. What we learn from issues, etc., might best be shown by callers not under time pressure if they submit what they have to say to the discipline of writing it out before they call, as I did. Thanks for listening.
And thank you very much for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. This one comes from Facebook. Karen says, voting for Chet, that's Soundbite number one, because I too thank you at Issues Etc. for strengthening my understanding and ability to listen with increased discernment to the many conflicting voices in the world. Karen, thank you very much. Carrie in Minnesota says, I think it is great that Chet was willing to call the pastor on the fact that the gospel was left out or forgotten. So often people just seem to excuse a pastor for neglecting to preach the gospel. Maybe more pastors would preach the gospel weekly if people cried out for it. The gospel is the needful thing for us sinners to hear every week. I always say, don't do the pastor's job for him. Don't fill in the gaps. Make him preach it to you. From Facebook, Bonnie in Petersburg, Virginia. Bonnie, thanks for telling us where you're listening, by the way. Says, I vote for Chet. That's soundbite number one. His criticism was gentle and encouraging, but didn't shy away from making an excellent point. Maybe this is a little harsh, but I think a sermon without Christ crucified or a sermon that doesn't rightly divide law and gospel belongs in the recycle bin. I think you're quite right, Bonnie. Thank you. And thanks for listening in Virginia. Laura in Evansville, Illinois says, my vote is for Chet, soundbite number one. May we all learn to question in a caring and faithful manner. Good advice. This one comes for soundbite number one from Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. He's voting for Chet, and he says, callers have just a few moments to put forward something pithy enough for a soundbite. Guests usually have a full segment or two or three to meander their way into something great. If a caller makes it to soundbite of the week, they get priority consideration from me, says Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. He also says, Chet's call is demonstrated what we all should be doing. The Bereans received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so, quoting Acts 17:11. Not only by examining the sermon in light of the scriptures, but speaking privately with the pastor about the perceived error, giving the pastor opportunity to recant, repent, or correct error in perception. Yes, sometimes the pastor is saying the right things, but he's saying them in such a way that you hear the right things too. And then he also says, theology is the purview of all the priesthood of believers. Yes, pastors receive extensive theological training, but that doesn't make theology out of bounds for the laity. Amen, Michael. I'm not a professional baseball player or manager, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't learn the rules or study the nuances of the game. Thank you very much. He says, keep up the good work. Michael, thank you very much for listening in Strasburg, Illinois. Well, I think it's decisive this week for Soundbite of the Week. It goes to caller Chet, soundbite number one, reminding a preacher to get his sermon to the cross.
This weekend I attended a Men's Day service, and the pastor preached out of Philippians 2:5-9, the verses which talks about Christ humbling himself and becoming a man. His theme was to give accolades to some of the men who have godly characters. He was, I thought, fortunately successful in relating his sermon back to the scripture text and coming to the climax that Christ was what a man, being that he was the man God. I contacted that pastor. I called him and commended him on the way he preached the sermon, but mentioned to him that what he did lack was preaching the crucifixion of Christ, or in other words, crucifixion and resurrection as being the crux of his sermon. And fortunately, he was on the same page with me. What he told me was, in typical Baptist fashion, he had it in his notes to take the sermon to Calvary, but in the process of getting caught up in the hoopla of the sermon, he neglected to do so. My intention in doing that was to encourage him in the future to always make sure that he makes that point in the sermon. And I'd like to thank you, Pastor Todd, and you guys for what I've learned from you from your sermon reviews and emphasizing the solas of Christ Jesus, that I was able to have that conversation with the pastor.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Number one, caller Chet on reminding a preacher to get the sermon to the cross. Now, the LPR bundle package goes to Bonnie in Petersburg, Virginia. Bonnie, if you would email us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send out to you, include your shirt size too, because we're going to be sending you the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc., travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted, who called, who left votes on the comment line via Facebook and email and sending the tweets as well, and played Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, and I know you have, even if you're listening on demand some weeks in lag time, consider making a donation this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to this address, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here it is again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for thinking of us during these difficult summer months. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to discuss Revelation 3, verse 20, a key verse and often misunderstood. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be our guest. You know the verse. It's where Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him and sup with him, and he with me." Often misunderstood and misapplied to Christian conversion. Jesus is just waiting there, lost the house keys, can't get in until you respond to his plea and let him in. It's not what it means. And Monday on the program, we'll find out what Jesus really is saying there in Revelation 3, verse 20. Yes, listen carefully to your pastor's sermon. Listen for Jesus. Listen for his cross, for his blood shed for you, for his resurrection. If it isn't there, kindly go remind your pastor that he is there to preach Christ and him crucified. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.